All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Brought to you by Gold's Gym. Today's story is Athaliah.
After her husband, the king of Judah, died, Athaliah decided to become king herself. To do that, she knew she would have to kill all of her grandchildren, because they were descendants of David. Her daughter heard these plans, so she rushed to the palace just before the guards got there and took away baby Joash. She then took the child to the temple. Athaliah ruled the nation of Judah for 6 years and made the people worship Baal. When Joash was 7 years old, Jehoiada, the high priest, organized a meeting with trusted military leaders and the heads of various family groups. He presented to them the rightful descendant of King David. Together, they set a date to bring him out before the people. On the big day, the people of Judah went to the temple and saw Jehoiada, the high priest, anoint Joash, king of Judah, and place the crown on his head. The trumpets blew, the choir sang, and the people shouted, "Long live the king!" Athaliah heard all the shouting and went to the temple. When she saw Joash with a crown on his head, sitting in the place reserved for the king, she ripped her clothes and screamed, "Treason! Treason!" The people grabbed her, drug her out of the temple, and killed her at the horse corral. Athaliah was the daughter of Jezebel.
For a more complete version of the daily story, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.